This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Wet Leg is the kind of band people like to say came out of nowhere. The duo of Rhianne Teasdale and Hester Chambers hail from the Isle of Wight, and that's about as much as most people really knew about them when they released their debut single, Chaise Longue, back in June 2021. That song became a viral, and for them, unexpected hit that catapulted them into the public eye and onto late-night TV shows and festival lineups. But in reality, Wet Leg didn't just appear out of thin air. Today, you'll get the backstory as Rhianne and Hester join me to talk about their friendship and their journey to this point. We'll also talk about what all of this sudden attention has been like, and you'll hear them perform a handful of singles from their new self-titled debut album, Live. Starting with the song that made them famous, it's Chaise Longue. Performed live for World Cafe, you just heard Wet Leg with Chaise Longue. That song is on their new self-titled album, and I am thrilled to have Wet Leg here in the World Cafe studio with me. So we know whose voice is whose. Could you each introduce yourself? Rhianne, do you want to start?
Sure. Hello, I'm Rhianne.
I am Hester.
It's so good to have you both here. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you so much.
So that song, Chaise Longue, first of all, taught me how to pronounce Chaise Longue, which I've been saying wrong this entire time. But I know it was actually inspired by a real chaise longue at Hester's house. Rhianne, could you tell us about that?
So I was visiting Hester and I said, can I stay a couple of nights? And so she made the chaise longue up for me. And then a couple nights kind of turned into 6 weeks. during which time we'd stay up really late, having like impromptu jams sometimes. And Chaise Longue was one of them. I think 6 weeks on the Chaise Longue, it just kind of like seeped into my brain and it was all I could sing about or talk about, I suppose.
And so when you recorded that song initially, did you know what you were going to do with it?
It was supposed to stay in the folder on Joshua's computer.
It didn't, obviously. What made you return to it? Why did you come back to that song?
We didn't really come back to it. Kind of when we made it, we were like, ooh, hoo, hoo, we've made something really silly. That's fun. Not for Wet Leg either. We were writing for Wet Leg, but Chaise Longue was like left field, like another kind of project. Or not even a project.
It's just a nothing.
Just a nothing.
Never, not for human consumption.
But we did show it to a couple of friends who were like, oh, this is really cool. Da, da, da. Like, it's just because everything's been like a solid like wall of journey. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm just rambling. I take rewind.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, it's so funny. Everything has been so unplanned.
I mean, it must be so strange. And I've talked to a few bands who've kind of had this experience where you start kind of before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happens. Mm. Right now I'm thinking of like the Linda Lindas were a good example of this. Like they got big when the pandemic was happening, like Wet Leg did. And then suddenly you're coming out of the pandemic and you're playing, you know, late night TV shows. You're right here on World Cafe. You're playing big festivals. What has that adjustment been like for you?
We just take it one day at a time. We'd probably like our heads would explode if we really like stopped and thought about everything that was going on. Because it is very surreal. Like, I don't know, never anticipated this would be something that we would get to do.
I think it's so funny as well because everyone coming out of lockdown, going back into the normal pace of life, they were saying, oh, I'm so socially awkward now, getting back into my old routine. And I feel like we have that like 10 times more because it's like you've got the like, oh, like social awkwardness of like getting back into everyday life, but then we're experiencing a completely different lifestyle.
For sure. I mean, people are like, oh, we can finally go back to normal. And you guys are like, normal has totally changed.
But we're having such a great time. We looked back at our camera roll for like the last 6 months the other day and just took everything in and was like, wow, is this us? Is this what we've been up to? Like, this is wild. So fun.
The next song that we're going to hear you perform is called Angelica. I understand it's named after one of your actual friends. Could you tell us about Angelica, Rian?
Yeah. We met when we were 14 in Topshop on the Isle of Wight. She said I was a sunglasses and hats person. We've been friends since then. Like, since that day, we've been friends ever since. And she is also my housemate now as well. So, yeah. Angelica Melissa Blossom.
That's such a beautiful name.
Isn't it?
Why did you name the song after her?
Again, I think when you're songwriting, stuff just like seeps out of you, like Chaise Longues and Angelicas. It's just, there's no stopping it.
This is Angelica, performed live by Wet Leg on World Cafe.
Just she commands the room.
It is World Cafe. I'm Rena Duras, hanging out with Rianne Teasdale and Hester Chambers of Wet Leg today. You just heard a live performance of their song, Angelica. It's on their debut self-titled album. This is your first album as Wet Leg, but you've been friends for a long time. So I don't know who would like to take this question, but how did you meet? Hester?
We met at college.
In college?
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Hester, what was your first impression of Rianne?
I was terrified. She's like very strong and confident and like unwavering, like cool person. So yeah, I was just like, I just couldn't like talk to you.
But now that you know me really well, scared. You know how I always
No,
felt.
I'm still scared of you. but yeah, no, you're very cool.
Rianne, what was your first impression of Hester?
She was super, super quiet in college. Gradually, like, as we've become better friends, I get to see, like, the true you.
Is there anything that surprised you when you discovered the true Hester?
Like, you act really quiet, HC, but you're secretly a rock star.
I know you've played music together before you formed Wet Leg, but tell us about your decision to form Wet Leg. Was there a triggering event where you were like, this is what we got to do?
It was after a summer of like going around festivals together in a couple of bands, playing bits and pieces. And we just got to see so much live music and we just had such a good time, like, taking everything in. I think it really helped inform like the kind of music that we wanted to make with Wet Leg. And we were at End of the Road Festival. It's like in September, so like one of the last festivals of the summer in the UK. We'd just seen Idols play. We were a bit worse for wear. Like we'd had many, many bevs by this point. And we decided to go on the Ferris wheel. Everyone like, it's quite a twee origin story, but we did go on a Ferris wheel, and there's something about being a bit drunk and kind of like rotating round and round it, like with the night sky above your head, that kind of makes you feel like you can do anything. And so that's when we decided to like stop being scared of like making a band of our own and yeah, made the pact to start a band.
Why were you scared before?
It's like a lot of commitment, isn't it? And there's so much, like if you try and do anything in life, there's always the risk that you will fail in some way. And so the safest thing to do is to just never try do anything at all.
Rianne, I know before Wet Leg, your solo music was pretty keyboard-based, right? Piano. Mm. How much guitar playing had you done before joining forces as Wet Leg?
Like, literally none. I still don't really know what I'm playing. I have, like, stickers on my guitar. Don't tell anyone.
I promise I won't tell anyone who isn't listening to this show right now.
It's our little secret, guys. But yeah, I think like playing with Hester has been like key in feeling like not bad about that. Not bad that I'm not like the most technically great guitarist, because Hester will always be there to like encourage me to like just keep trying. Yeah, having a friend in a band to like encourage you is like key.
I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. Right now I'm talking with Rhianne and Hester of Wet Leg. And I think the idea of you having a good time really comes through in the next track. We're going to hear Wet Dream right now, performed live for World Cafe. It's Wet Leg. Was Wet Leg performing Wet Dream, a song from their new album, and that performance was recorded live for the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, chatting with Rhianne and Hester of Wet Leg today. So that song's funny, it's fun, it's a little bit rude. It's also, though, kind of dealing with something sort of uncomfortable, like somebody who is not respecting your boundaries in a way. Mm-hmm. And listening to your album, I noticed like a lot of songs on the record kind of ride that line where they're funny, but there's something that's maybe a little more serious lurking underneath, like anxiety or frustration or dread. Finding a balance between being funny and being serious, is that something that you're thinking about when you write?
I don't think we think about it consciously. I think it's just,
I think it's very reflective of Rhianne. Person, you're just really funny. She's just really funny. So it just kind of, yeah, it's a default.
But I'm also an emo.
Yeah.
I mean, is humor how you deal with stuff in your real life?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's that whole thing, laugh or cry. So it's like whether you choose to laugh at something or cry.
I don't know if you found this, and I don't want to make any assumptions, but I know in my experience, sometimes people are uncomfortable with funny or rude women. And it's almost like society doesn't really know what to do with you if you're a goofy, funny woman. Is that something that rings true for you?
Yeah, for sure. not so much in how the outside world has like interacted with me, but I think as a woman, sometimes I will put myself in a box, like I'm just like this goofy character, and then I find it hard to kind of connect with the side of me that is like sexy. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, you know, like that kind of like power that comes from your sexuality. Like, I find it hard sometimes to connect with that. And then also like, I feel like I'm in the habit of being like, oh, I'm kind of like goofy and funny and silly. And like, that is all that I can be.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I can totally get what you mean.
Like in like the Wet Dream video, there's like, I'm like doing like this like sexy dancing, but the only way that I can do that is if I'm wearing lobster claws. Yeah. So I guess that's me trying to fuse those two sides of myself. And that is the only way that I can do it.
I am sitting with Hester and Rianne of Wet Leg today on the show. Your sudden success has been this fast rising thing. You have all this attention. And at first there really wasn't a lot of information about you out there. Have you encountered any misconceptions about you that people had that like surprised you or delighted you or weirded you out or anything that you were like, wow, I can't believe people thought that about me? Rianne?
I saw a comment that we were Tories.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Is it because we're Southern?
I think it's because we were like well-spoken. Yeah.
Hester, is there anything that jumped to mind for you?
Yeah, we were on TikTok the other day and Ria was showing me all these comments of people who thought we were Scandinavian or French, and they were really angry and they were like, what in the world? I thought you were blooming Icelandic. Da, 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 da. And like one person was even like, oh my goodness, you're accent baiting. And it's like, whoa, man.
Accent baiting. Come.
Accent baiting. I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, we hadn't either.
What does it mean exactly?
I think they were just upset that we weren't Scandinavian.
Yeah, I'm pretty upset too, to be fair. So I can relate.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to, you know, I wouldn't mind being Scandinavian. How has like this kind of pressure cooker situation affected your friendship?
I think it's changed our friendship from like normal friendship to like sisterly friendship.
Yeah.
And I think with everyone in our band too, we've gone from being friends to like this weird traveling family. Mm. Yeah.
I'm speaking with Wet Leg of World Cafe. The last song we're going to hear you perform today is Too Late Now. It's the last song on your album, and it has one of my favorite lyrics. It's something that I say often when I've kind of like had it. It's, I'm going to drive my car into the sea. And I was wondering if you could tell us about this song before we hear it.
Yeah, it's kind of like talking about sleepwalking into adulthood. The world maybe being a bit more of a dark place than you expected. It kind of being too late to change anything, and you just kind of put your hands up in the air and just surrender to everything being a bit terrible. It sounds really sad.
I don't know, when I play it live, I just have such a good time, even though the lyrics are a bit of a bummer. It's like, actually, yeah, it's just fun to play.
Yeah.
That's the great thing, is when people listen to the record, it's fun. And then as you listen, it kind of reveals itself to you. And there's different layers to it. We're going to hear the live performance of Too Late Now right now. It's Wet Leg on World Cafe.
We'll be right back. mind again. I'm not sure if this is a song. I don't even know what I'm saying. Everything is going wrong. I think I changed my mind again. Not sure if this is the kind of life that I saw myself living. I don't need no dating app to tell me if I look like crap. To tell me if I'm thin or fat. To tell me should I shake my rack. I don't need no radio, no MTV, no BBC. I just need a bubble bath to send me on a higher path.
Wet Leg performing Too Late Now live for World Cafe. That's from their new self-titled debut album. I've been talking to Rhianne Teasdale and Hester Chambers of Wet Leg today. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raina.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.